Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
Day six.
Day six and conversations that have nothing to do with day six. Maybe people will be very grateful for that fact.
At least for a moment, yes.
At least for a moment. But we are going to have a serious conversation right now. Now, here's a question for you. Should crime victims have a Bill of Rights? Many states have already said yes to that question and passed what's known as Marcy's Law, named for the victim of a violent crime in California. But Hawaii is one of 18 states to not guarantee rights to victims. Those would include to receive information and notifications about cases and to be present and give input during court proceedings. That would have changed had Senate Bill 679 passed this session. The measure would have included a victim's rights amendment on the 2016 ballot. With today's start of National Crime Victims' Rights Week, a coalition of local organizations is already at work for next session. Marcy Lopes is the executive director of Marcy's Law for Hawaii. She's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hawaii's proposal is based on that California law that came out of that 1983 murder case. Why was such a law necessary in California then?
Well, it's pretty much the same as many states, and the reason why we needed it is because that victims aren't always afforded the rights that the accused are often afforded.
So what happened in California? Some people may not be familiar with Marcy's Law.
Sure. So in California, actually Marcy's Law started because the woman that Marcy's Law is named after was murdered by her ex-boyfriend, and it was really a horrible experience for the family. And during that time, her brother was in high school, and the family just experienced so many hardships and injustices from the criminal justice system that they felt like they were being re-victimized by the system. And when her brother, Dr. Nicholas, grew up, he created this foundation to make sure that victims and families don't have to go through the same horrible experiences that they had to suffer through. And so he's led the effort in all of these states to get a crime victim Bill of Rights passed.
As it exists now, what protections are afforded to victims of violent crimes in Hawaii?
Well, right now, the criminal justice system process is very confusing, and even the simple attempt to try and get your rights is confusing. So we, at the Hawaii State Coalition Against Domestic Violence, we have a survivor action group, and we had a woman come in and give us a training for them to learn how to testify and use their voices and to educate them about a victim rights. And they were just astonished to learn that the process is so confusing here in Hawaii. And so for one, you have to know that a statute exists. So maybe you Google victim rights in Hawaii, and then you read the statute, and the statute tells you that to get your rights, you have to put a request in writing. And nowhere in the statute does it tell you where to send that request. And so many of those victims were outraged, saddened, and just felt like, I need these rights right now. How do I get them? And I've been hearing that over and over.
So Marcy Lopes, what would be the difference then between simply saying, here's the process for doing what already exists, as opposed to saying, we need a new law that guarantees a Bill of Rights to victims of violent crimes?
So right now, anytime, the easiest way I explain it to people is that anytime someone commits a crime, they're automatically given these rights and they're read their Miranda rights. And that doesn't happen for victims. We have this confusing process, and we really would love for victims immediately to be entitled to those rights and to be notified about those rights. And the reason why we really need this constitutional amendment is because now even the victims that do know their rights, they are not always enforceable. They really don't have any teeth. And so there's really no legal recourse for them if they aren't, say, they aren't allowed to be in the courtroom or to hear what's going on with the case. They would have the legal right to find out what's going on with their case.
So that it would shift the burden to the criminal justice system to say to them, this is happening, this is what something that you should be involved with, or at least to give them notification that something is happening and allow them to be present and to know before everything starts to happen.
Absolutely.
Specifically then, what would happen if we had a Marcy's Law in Hawaii? We've sort of talked in generality. Mm-hmm. Sort of walk me through that. If somebody then is, their family is a victim of a violent crime, and there were many people who were testifying about this, give me an example of what that would look like and what that should have looked like if we had a Marcy's Law.
If we had a Marcy's Law, people would immediately be notified. You are a victim of crime. Here are your rights. And they're pretty basic rights. And when I explain these to people, it sounds so common sense, and they're so frustrated that this isn't happening right now. So some of the rights are like the right to be treated with courtesy, fairness, and respect, the right to receive information about their rights and the services available to them, the right to receive timely notification of proceedings and other major developments in the case, the right to be present at court proceedings. And that also means knowing when hearings have changed or giving them timely notice.
Or when perhaps someone might be out on bail?
Absolutely. And that's so critical for safety. Many times victims don't even know that they've been released, and that's terrifying.
SB 679, which would have put this onto the ballot come 2016, was deferred this session.
Right.
Still gives you time until next session to be able, or through next session to be able to do
right.
something. What are you doing now that might help someone understand what this is all about and why it would be necessary and why this should be put under a constitutional amendment as opposed to any other process?
So right now, my role as the state coordinator is really to educate people about the importance of victims having a Bill of Rights, and I am happy to attend any meetings, to train anybody who wants to learn more, to really educate the people on why this is important.
I wish we had more time to talk, Marcy.
Me too.
But we'll be watching this. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Marcy Lopes is the executive director of Marcy's Law for Hawaii. It's the organization that's aimed at creating a victim's rights amendment to the Hawaii State Constitution. In addition to her current position, she's also the executive director for the Hawaii State Coalition Against Domestic Violence. If you want to learn more about Marcy's Law, look on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.